Time to throw out three stories as far as the No Sweat News for Monday. We'll get you geared up Friday. And if you miss any of the stories, don't sweat it. Get over to WRAT.com. They'll all be up there in the podcast section.
Very good.
This report is sponsored by Allstate. If you're driving less, you could be saving more on car insurance. Save money with pay-per-mile insurance from Allstate. Call a local Allstate agent and get a quote today. All right, Eastside, if you want the crazy story first, or should we go into the good?
Let's go with the good. Let's save the crazy for last, I say.
Crazy for last.
Yeah.
All right, no worries. Yeah. Well, the good news, as far as the No Sweat News goes, like this. Alyssa Clark, who was originally from Bennington, Vermont, for story number one, said she was living in Italy in March because her husband is part of the Navy. When she found out the summer marathons that she's been training for were being canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic. Clark said she decided to run a marathon for every day she was in lockdown. She was going to start this on her treadmill until restrictions lifted, allowing her to run outside.
Okay.
The runner said she initially expected her marathon running project to last for only about 15 days since the original lockdown order was scheduled to expire in April, but numerous extensions to the orders led to her setting a goal of 100 marathons.
Whoa.
In 100 days.
Whoa! Are you kidding me?
100 marathons in 100 days.
I believe that's 2,600 miles. That, my friend, is a Forrest Gump trip.
Wow.
Where you're running back and forth across America in those dopey red shoes of his.
Well, she herself, the runner, unofficially broke the Guinness Book World Record for consecutive days of running a marathon distance when she ran her 61st marathon May 30th.
Holy cow.
It was unclear whether she'd be awarded for this official record.
Even that, 60 marathons is to carry the one.
Yeah, good luck.
8 billion miles is what I have.
I got a decimal some point in there. I don't even know.
I can't do the math, but all I know is I've barely driven that far, especially during the pandemic. I don't think I've probably driven 25 miles.
Yeah.
It's my mile drive to my Spring Lake Heights apartment and here.
That's it.
That's my entire thing.
I hit the brake more than I hit the gas pedal on the way here, you know?
She's running 26 miles a day. There is no... I think in the month of June, I've driven about 12 miles.
Isn't it like 26.6 or something, too?
Something like that, yeah. It's 26 miles, though, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Point something, I guess.
That's crazy.
That's nuts. Good for her.
God bless her, right?
Holy...
We take things for story number two to Dateline Ethiopia, where an Ethiopian Orthodox monk whose family says he's 114 years old.
Whoa.
He has survived the coronavirus.
Oh, my gosh. What's this monk's name? Yoda?
No. It's a long one.
Is he short and green? Because it might be Yoda.
No.
I'm just trying to, 114. No. Who lives to that long?
114 years old. That's what the family says.
That's crazy.
He was discharged from the hospital on Thursday after almost 3 weeks being admitted. He received oxygen and a widely available steroid that researchers in England have said reduced the deaths by up to one-third in severely ill hospitalization patients. Ethiopia's health minister says the ministry recommends the emergency use of the drug for COVID-19 patients who require ventilation or oxygen. But yeah, this guy walked right out of there.
Gotcha. Wow.
114.
It's incredible. Hello.
God bless that man right there. And here you go, Davey. Story number three. Here's your crazy one.
Oh, here we go.
Yes, coronavirus insanity. Check this lady out. A woman out in Wisconsin made a comment on her Facebook page saying that her husband went on a business trip.
Yeah.
He came home and caught chlamydia from his face mask.
He is claiming to have caught the clap.
That's what she's saying.
From his face mask.
That's her actual belief on how he caught it.
And it was a business trip he was on with said face mask.
Yes, on a business trip.
Okay, so let me just ask you a question. Is it possible that his girlfriend's name is Face Mask?
Yeah, yes. If it isn't, it is now. The mistress?
Yeah, the mistress.
Yes, the mistress.
Is it possible the mistress' name is Face Mask?
Go to his phone and see if you have Face Mask underneath one of the contacts.
I also caught gonorrhea from Face Mask.
Yes.
Oh, no, yeah, it's not a face mask. That's what I call her.
My face mask is $100.
My face mask is getting me a divorce at this point.
Your Honor, it was a face mask call. Well, everyone that saw this post on social media, meaning her friends, They all were like, wait, what?
Oh my God.
The comments that she got were outrageous.
That's hysterical.
Saying, honey, you might want to look into that one.
Yeah, that's not going to happen on a face mask, just to let you know. You know why? Because that area, the face mask, that goes over your mouth. It doesn't go over what, well, you know, I don't want to get fired today.
Yeah, Steve,
but
let's keep it clean.
There'd be no way chlamydia could get onto a face mask is my point.
Well, put it this way. Chlamydia has been out way before Corona 19. You know?
Yeah. I guess, what? So you're telling me there's a new strain of the clap that's now going to?
Well, according to this lady.
We don't need that.
Caught chlamydia from his face mask being on a business trip.
And a face mask will be at center stage at 9 o'clock tonight. By the way,
there you go. Your three stories as far as Monday go, as far as the No Sweat News will get you ready for Friday. If you miss any of the stories, again, check out WRIT.com. They're right there in the podcast section.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.